Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Built. Not Broke: The Pursuit of Resilient Wealth is a personal finance and wealth strategy book by Cory Proctor, a former NFL player who later became a wealth strategist and founder of Pro Capital Wealth Management. The book introduces the Vault Method, a framework presented for building, protecting, and transitioning wealth with intention. Rather than treating wealth as simple investment performance, it frames financial strength as something that depends on coordinated systems, including tax-aware planning, asset protection, exit strategy design, and legacy preparation. Its core subject is resilient wealth assets, structures, and habits capable of withstanding market volatility, tax friction, business risk, and sudden personal setbacks. Proctor writes for entrepreneurs, business owners, professional athletes, and other high earners who may have substantial income but need a more durable plan. The purpose is practical rather than academic, aiming to help readers connect growth, protection, and long-term family stewardship. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, resilient wealth is defined as durability, not only accumulation, a central idea of Built. Not Broke is that wealth should not be judged only by how much has been earned or invested. Proctor emphasizes resilience, meaning the capacity of wealth to survive adverse events and remain useful over time. This distinction matters because high income can create a misleading sense of security. Entrepreneurs, athletes, and business owners often generate large amounts of cash while also carrying concentrated risks, such as business dependency, unpredictable income cycles, liability exposure, and limited transition planning. The book positions resilient wealth as a system that anticipates those risks before they become emergencies. This approach shifts attention from short-term returns to structural strength. The practical implication is that a reader should examine whether assets are coordinated, protected, tax-aware, and aligned with future obligations. In this sense, the book belongs to the wealth management category, but differs from basic investment guides. It treats money as something that must be defended and organized, not simply grown. Secondly, the Vault Method organizes wealth decisions into an integrated framework. The Vault Method is presented as the book core framework for helping readers think systematically about wealth. The available descriptions do not establish the detailed meaning of each letter, so the framework is best understood at a high level, a coordinated method for building and protecting lasting wealth. Its value is that it encourages readers to avoid isolated financial decisions. A portfolio, insurance policy, tax strategy, estate document, or business sale plan can be useful on its own, but each becomes more effective when considered as part of a connected structure. The book argues that resilient wealth requires this integration because financial problems rarely arrive in only one category. A business dispute may create tax consequences, liquidity needs, and succession concerns at the same time. By using a framework rather than a collection of tips, Proctor pushes readers to examine the relationship between growth, protection, transition, and legacy. The result is a planning lens that favors coordination over reaction. Thirdly, tax smart planning and asset protection are treated as defensive necessities. One of the most concrete dimensions of the book is its emphasis on protecting what has already been built. Proctor presents tax smart planning and asset protection as core parts of wealth management rather than optional add-ons. This is significant because many high earners focus primarily on revenue, portfolio growth, or business expansion while underestimating preventable erosion. Taxes, lawsuits, creditor claims, poor entity design, and unmanaged concentration can reduce wealth even when income remains strong. The book does not need to rely on technical tax code detail to make this point. Its reasoning is that wealth preservation depends on reducing avoidable leakage and exposure. For business owners, this may mean thinking carefully about how assets are held and how personal and business risks interact. For athletes and other high-income professionals, it may mean preparing for shorter earning windows and sudden changes in earning power. The broader lesson is that defense is not pessimism. It is a practical requirement for making financial progress endure. Fourthly, exit strategy design connects business success with personal financial security. Built, Not Broke gives particular attention to business owners who have much of their net worth tied to an operating company. For this audience, wealth is often illiquid and dependent on the future value of the business. Proctor highlights exit strategy design as a way to convert entrepreneurial success into durable personal wealth. This matters because a valuable business does not automatically produce a successful exit. Without planning, owners may face timing problems, tax inefficiency, operational dependency, or uncertainty about what happens after a sale or transition. The book frames exit planning as something that should begin before the owner is forced to act. That perspective changes the purpose of business growth. The goal is not only to increase revenue or valuation, but also to make the enterprise transferable, protect the owner from overconcentration, and align the eventual transition with family and financial objectives. In practical terms, the topic links business strategy with personal balance sheet planning. Lastly, legacy planning expands wealth management beyond the first generation. A major theme in the book is the idea that wealth should be prepared for transition, not merely possession. Proctor connects multi-generational legacy planning with the broader concept of resilience. This perspective is especially relevant for readers who want wealth to support family stability, philanthropic goals, or long-term stewardship beyond their own careers. The book treats legacy as a planning issue rather than a vague aspiration. If assets, intentions, and decision-making structures are not clarified, wealth can become vulnerable to conflict, taxes, poor management, or lack of readiness among heirs. The value of this emphasis is that it broadens financial planning from personal consumption to continuity. It asks readers to consider who will manage wealth, how values will be communicated, and how assets should be positioned for future use. Compared with books that focus mainly on earning more or investing better, this topic gives built, not broke, a longer time horizon. Wealth is evaluated by whether it can endure across life stages and generations. In conclusion, Built, Not Broke is most relevant for readers who already have meaningful income, business value, or investable assets and want a more coordinated approach to preserving them. Entrepreneurs, closely held business owners, professional athletes, and other high earners are its clearest audience because their financial lives often combine opportunity with concentrated risk. The practical benefit is that it encourages readers to look beyond portfolio performance and ask whether their wealth is protected from taxes, liability, business transition problems, and family succession issues. The intellectual benefit is its reframing of wealth as a structure that must be engineered for durability. Compared with many personal finance books, it appears less focused on budgeting, frugality, or generic investing principles. Compared with technical estate or tax manuals, it is positioned as a broad strategic guide rather than a specialized professional reference. What makes it stand out is the combination of Proctor's background as a former NFL player and his later role in wealth strategy, which supports the book emphasis on sudden risk, compressed earning windows, and the need to protect progress before it is threatened. Readers should still seek individualized legal, tax, and investment advice, but the book can help them identify the major planning areas that deserve attention. If you would like to support Cory Proctor, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.